Actor Mike Birbiglia, Trump an aspiring dictator. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 31, 2020. While defending comedian Jim Gaffigan after his Trump-trashing Twitter meltdown, actor Mike Birbiglia called President Donald Trump an aspiring dictator. Read this. Jim Gaffigan is expressing a genuine concern about a country in a downward spiral under the leadership of an aspiring dictator, the Billions actor said. If people like Jim and anyone with a conscience don't speak up in the next 60 days and vote, things will get much worse. Don't sit this one out. Birbiglia was reacting to a tweet by Gaffigan, which included a screenshot of the comedian's Facebook post, entitled, "What I've Learned Since I Lost My Mind." I wrote about what I learned from my Thursday night Twitter rant on RNC/Trump. It's too long for here, so I put it on my Facebook, tweeted Gaffigan, who then shared a screenshot of an introduction to his more than 1,800-word Facebook rant about why he believes President Trump appeals to so many people despite allegedly ruining the country. I learned early in my stand-up career people don't want to hear about politics from me. I knew me talking politics wasn't changing any minds and was only alienating half of the audience, said Gaffigan before proceeding with his tirade about the president and his supporters. Republican talking points work, wrote Gaffigan, suggesting that Trump supporters are low-information voters. One person's entertainment is another person's fact. As funny as some might find the reasoning of Republicans, Trump supporters really do believe that Biden is a radical and or a Trojan horse for America being turned into a socialist state, he added. Trump and his folks are breaking laws, trying to kill Obamacare, pre-existing conditions or that his handling of the pandemic was disastrous, to Trump voters he is their guy. Birbiglia had apparently taken Gaffigan's words to mean that the president is somehow an aspiring dictator, and suggested that voting for Democrat nominee Joe Biden is crucial, a vote that many on the left have admitted that they will be making reluctantly. In April, Mike Birbiglia suggested that President Trump has caused coronavirus deaths, saying that the president ignored scientific evidence until people died. The Orange Is the New Black actor also alleged that President Trump ran for the White House as a stunt to get a better deal for his reality show, accidentally won, and then ignored science until it literally killed people. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.